From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It took a foot chase with bystanders helping out with reported sightings for Timmins police to arrest a man in connection with two early morning robberies today. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi says the first was at an Algonquin Boulevard gas station where the attendant was robbed at knife point. A short time later, a Pine Street convenience store was robbed. Based on evidence, investigators determined that their suspect was responsible for both. The Supreme Court has upended a law that saw sex offenders added to a registry. The criminal code was changed in 2011 to require anyone who'd been convicted of two sex offenses to be automatically placed on the list. Today, the Supreme Court ruled that unconstitutional, saying anyone who's listed can apply to have their status changed. Canada will release bonds for investors to buy to support Ukraine. The five-year Ukraine sovereignty bonds will be sold through Canadian banks, with the proceeds sent directly to Ukraine through the International Monetary Fund. On top of the bonds, Canada has imposed sanctions on another 35 Russians and organizations. Elon Musk has taken control of Twitter and, in his first full day on the job, fired three top executives. It's anyone's guess what will come next for the social media company under Musk's control as he continues to be evasive with his plans. The New York Stock Exchange has begun to delist the company. That means shares of Twitter will no longer be traded and the company doesn't have to reveal details of its financial performance. Back here at home in its fourth year, a haunted house at 395 Toke Street is a Halloween institution in that neighborhood, orchestrated by realtor Mark Lacroix with the help of a professional construction company and about 30 volunteers. Lacroix says this year is bigger and better than ever. Maybe we should say bigger and worse. It's open Sunday and Monday nights between 7 and 10. Be prepared to wait in line.
We have a little activity going on in a little bit of a lineup coming in, so it doesn't feel like a long time, but it's definitely worth the wait and be ready to be scared.
In exchange for that, Lacroix is asking for a donation of a non-perishable food item for the South Porcupine Food Bank. In Country 93.1 Sports, your Timmins Rock Fix this weekend is at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon when the NOJHL team hosts the Powassan Voodoos. Halloween will be celebrated with prizes for the best costumes. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.